are all men from the future, loud-mouthed braggarts.
Nope. Just me, baby. Just me.
Take a little walk to the edge of town and go across the track, where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand. Wrap you in his arms, tell you that you've been a good boy. He'll rekindle all the dreams that took you a lifetime to destroy. He'll reach deep into the hole, heal your shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. You don't know no money, get you some. You don't have no car, get you one. Self-respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
Four?
You must attend the morning ritual in uniform.
Outside.
Where'd you go, psycho boy?
I felt like destroying something beautiful. Get him to a fucking hospital.
As long as I got you here, let me try a little something out on you. Now, in my speech, I'm using a visual aid to point out to the students the pitfalls in life. This is your brain. This is your brain on marriage. Any questions?
The Tale of Sir Robin. So each of the knights went their separate ways. Sir Robin rode north through the dark forest of Ewing, accompanied by his favorite minstrels.
Bravely bold Sir Robin rode forth from Camelot. He was not afraid to die. Oh, brave Sir Robin. He was not at all afraid to be killed in nasty ways. Brave, 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 brave Sir Robin. He was not in the least bit scared to be mashed into a pulp. For to have his eyes gouged out and his elbows broken. To have his kneecap split and his body burned away. And his limbs all hacked and mangled, brave Sir Robin. His head smashed in and his heart cut out and his liver removed and his bowels unplugged and his nostrils raped and his bottom burnt off and his penis...
That's enough music for now, lads. Looks like there's dirty work afoot.
He is brave Sir Robin, brave Sir Robin.
Shut up!
To fight and...
Shut up!
Brave Sir Robin ran away.
No!
Bravely ran away, away.
I didn't!
When danger reared its ugly head, he bravely turned his tail and
no!
fled. His brave Sir Robin turned about.
I didn't!
He chickened out, bravely taking
I never
feet,
did!
He beat a very brave retreat.
Oh, lies!
Brave Sir Robin.
I never!
My liege, it's Robin!
Packing it in and packing it up and sneaking away and buggering off and chickening out and pissing up home. Yes, bravely, he is throwing in the sponge.
Well, Robin, surely you've not given up your quest for the Holy Grail.
He is sneaking away and buggering off.
Right out of my mouth. Are you all right?
Switch the bloody machine off!
Your psychedelic vibrations are hanging up the operation. I know you grooving with the ladies, but your housework really ain't the greatest. Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. You don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Don't call back, just finish cleaning up your room and sweep that dust out with a broom. Get all that garbage out of sight, all you and me gonna get uptight. Don't call back, you just put on your coat and hat and march yourself to the laundromat. When you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat. Don't talk back. Don't you give me no dirty look. Your father's hip, he knows what cooks. Tell your hoodlum friends outside, you ain't got time to take a ride.
Yaggity-yack.
Don't talk back. Yaggity-yack, yaggity-yack. Yaggity-yack, yaggity-yack.
Don't talk back.
Yaggity-yack, yaggity-yack.
Don't talk back.
Yaggity-yack, yaggity-yack.
Shut up.
Yaggity-yack, yaggity-yack. Yaggity-yack, yaggity-yack.
Don't talk back.
Don't make any assumptions about our friendship, okay, Lenny?
Didn't know you were colorblind, Max.
Only way I could stand your ties. Mano Sariba, amigo. Ooh. Glock 23. Nice.
Where's Faith?
Center of the party. Figured I'd wait up here until you killed Gant.
What makes you think I'm gonna kill Gant?
You just did.
Jesus.
You know, statistically, that's the second most common word people say right before they die. Shit. Being number one.
So, I killed Gant, and you ran in, being on his payroll, and shot me.
That's just about the way it happened.
Wait a minute, now I'm remembering. I killed Iris, too, didn't I?
That's right. They'll find the original first snuff clip in your apartment. The one I left for you at the club was a copy.
Was I a really busy guy? Did I do tick, too?
Oh, you bet. Did you like it?
So why, Max? Why'd you have to do Iris?
Oh, I got a picture of it. I feel like I gotta share this with somebody because it's just too perfect, okay?
Don't worry, I won't say anything.
Oh, I know. So I'm working for this puke, right? And he says he'll pay me quite large to do the hooker, but I also got to do his bitch girlfriend because she knows the whole score and she's totally out of control. Only he doesn't know about me and Faith. So I say to myself, if I turn the job down, he just gets somebody else. And I lose Faith, to coin a phrase. So to buy some time, I do this gang, but I still got to deal with Gant. I figure it's him or me. But I can't just camp him without some chump take the fall. And who better than his girlfriend's loser ex-boyfriend, known criminal, and who has been seen hassling him in public numerous times.
And was regrettably also your best fucking friend.
Hey, no plan is perfect, Lenny. Go on, man, cheer up. We're always going to end in 10 minutes anyway.
I've got the month of May. Oh, I guess you say, what can make me feel this way? It's my girl talking about my girl. I've got so much love. All the bees in me. I've got a sweeter song that I can sing. The new birds in the tree. Oh, I guess you will say, ooh, what can make me feel this way? It's my girl talking about my.
Just do it because they're crazy, it's not enough. It's not strong enough, not for a novel.
You mean, if someone wounds you permanently, then you could murder them?
Yes, which brings us to the second point. The motive, you have to eliminate it.
Eliminate the motive?
Correct. I'll give you an example. My ex-wife. I hate her guts, right?
Yeah, I overheard you in the cafeteria. She really ruined you.
Yes, she did, and I hate her with a passion, Owen, but I would never murder her.
And you get caught.
Absolutely right. I would get caught because I have a motive, and people know that.
I got a similar problem with my mama.
Well, look at this, Owen. This is amazing. You and I have something in common.
We do?
Absolutely. Think about what I'm talking about, right? And then you just draw on your own personal experiences.
You mean, how do you murder and not get caught?
So how do you not get caught? Owen, how do you not get caught? By eliminating the motive and establishing an alibi.
How?
I can't tell you how. I can't tell you everything, Owen. I don't know. Hitchcock. Go see a Hitchcock film.
You want to go to the movies with me?
No, I don't want to go to the movies, Owen. It's real late, and I'm going to go now. You're going to be fine. Okay?
Thank you, Professor Donner.
Good night, Owen.
Eliminate the motive. Eliminate. Eliminate the motive. Motive. Hitchcock.
Let's say that you'd like to get rid of your wife. Let's say that you have a very good reason.
Now, let's...
Let's say that you'd be afraid to kill her. You know why? You get caught. And what would trip you up? Now, here's my idea. It's so simple, too. Two fellows meet accidentally, like you and me. Each one has somebody that he'd like to get rid of. So, they swap murders.
Swap murders?
Each fellow does the other fellow's murder. Then there's nothing to connect them. Each one has murdered a total stranger. Like, you do my murder. I do yours. Your wife, my father. Crisscross. Some people are better off dead. Each one has murdered a total stranger. They swap murders. You do my murder. Crisscross. I do yours. They swap murders. Crisscross. Crisscross.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them.
chance, did you ever accidentally fart in the catcher's face?
Pardon?
By any chance, did you ever accidentally fart in the catcher's face?
Who the hell are you? For John's sake, that kind of damn question. See you later.
Do you pray that Oprah would eat until she explodes?
That's not funny.
Imelda, do you think that ugly people should be allowed to have children? If you pass gas at home in front of others, do you blame the family dog? Why are you such a fat cow? If you had no choice, would you rather have someone pick your nose or suck your earwax out with the straw?
Very unpleasant.
Does a Sinead O'Connor give you a boner?
Does what give us a boner?
A Sinead O'Connor.
Who's that?
What's a boner?
You guys don't know. Do people ever say hello, Dolly?
These are the odd questions. Dean, what?
Can I ask you a question, Richard?
Yeah.
Hi, it's John from the Howard Stern Show. Take the broadcast.
You're crazy, man.
All right, let me ask you. This isn't meant to be any kind of a racial or anything, but you think that Two Live Crew...
How the f*** did you get this job with a speech impediment? That's not the f*** I don't
know, man. Would your wife go and dance topless in clubs for the money if you really needed it?
Would my wife dance topless in clubs for money? She never did dance topless.
I know, but if you really need the money, since I know that you are bankrupt.
You see, I wouldn't ask my wife to do that. I wouldn't ask my wife. I wouldn't ask my lady to do that at all. I got too much class. Holy look at this.
What are you saying? You just shut up. I'll kick your ass out.
You'll kick no one's ass.
Don't get away from
no one's ass.
Look at this. Look at this. What is this?
You want to start kicking ass?
Come on.
You don't throw nothing from my wife.
Martin,
look at
relax.
This.
Huh? Well, unbelievable. I'll see you in court.
Relax.
The guy just hit me. You just caught me. The guy just hit me. You get that?
Listen to the tape excerpt.
Hey, what are you doing?
Judge for yourself if this is the way a man talks to a woman who was just pregnant.
Did Governor Clinton use a condom?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to put this to a stop if there are any further questions that are degrading, in my opinion, like that. Now, right here.
It's a social issue, you know.
Right here.
Was there ever a threesome? Jennifer, will you be sleeping with
right here.
Will you be sleeping with any other presidential candidates?
I'll give you a f***ing rap in your mouth.
I didn't say anything.
No, man.
You're a crazy old man. I hope you die tomorrow.
Jesus Christ.
Let's go. Watch Sean's face. Watch his face out.
Ah! Here, how are you? Isn't the motion picture medium dominated by people with Jewish last names?
Is it? Yeah. And assume for a moment that were true. What's the point of it?
I'm just asking you.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the names.
Don't you feel guilty being here in light of what happened to Ishtok Rabin?
I think you're a schmuck.
Thank you, Ed. Hey, thanks a lot, Ed.
Thanks. Why didn't they ever do a lesbian thing with Cagney Lacey?
I guess we weren't in the mood.
You have a fart in the bathtub?
Of course. It's fun. It makes that little sound.
Are you a fan of Howard Stern's?
No.
Oh, this is Howard Stern. I mean, this is my work.
Yeah.
Why don't you like him?
I think he's crude.
Why don't you like him? Why don't you like him?
Uh.
WXRK
Radio.
Who are you with? WXRK Radio.
What?
WXRK Radio.
Right.
Okay, is your speech impediment, is that real?
Who are you?
I'm Paul.
Do you think that the way to become a great interviewer is to just pounce on people and ask so-called...
Anyway, we gotta go.
Oh, no, Bob, I love you. I'm a big fan.
I'm a fan of yours, too. I'm a big fan. Seriously. Forgive us.
Barbara, please, let me just ask you one more. I've always wanted to ask you this. Barbara, it's this way, Barbara. This way.
They're running in the wrong direction.
How are you?
Good. Big fan.
Who are you?
Paul. How's it going?
From where?
From XRK. Are you glad that you're the only guy who can handle the Oscars?
I'm not the only guy who can handle the Oscars.
Well, David didn't do as good job as you, Bill.
David did great. I love what David did on the show. He was terrific.
Oh, will there be a Mr. Saturday Night, too?
Yes, there will.
Oh, yeah? Okay. How many years were you married before you cheated on your wife?
So you take this to Howard, right? And you can shove this right up Howard's stupid f- ass, okay?
Well, you don't like Howard anymore, Bill?
No, because Howard dumps on me all the time, and, you know, it's just fun when you have a thing like this, okay? And now you'll do this on a show, and you'll all laugh and have a good time, but it's not fun, you know?
Well, Billy, well, we're all big fans of yours, Billy.
Yeah, right.
No, so really, I'm a big fan of yours.
Good. Then you don't come in and sell stupid.
This is kind of a funny question. Would it make you nervous to be in space with a homosexual astronaut?
That is kind of a strange question. You know that? I doubt it very seriously.
No. You don't have anything again. You just wouldn't do it.
No, I said I it wouldn't bother me.
Oh, it wouldn't bother you. How was it the first time you had to go to the bathroom in your spacesuit?
Is this camera live here?
Yeah, this is
It was, first of all, we never had went into the spacesuit.
Did you ever run off a batch in the capsule?
We're not answering those questions.
Okay. Which astronaut had the biggest sex organ? I'm sorry. This guy's laughing. I'm sorry.
I'm not laughing.
All right. Let's go. Thanks, James. If you've been a great manager, you know, what would you put on your epitaph if you know?
Dodger Stadium was his address, but every ballpark was his home.
Okay, now that you are fat again, do you have to give the money back?
I'm not fat again. Don't give me that stuff, buddy. I'm not fat, so go ahead.
Okay. Since coaches sit so much, do their roids bleed a lot?
Since what?
Since coaches sit so much, do their roids bleed a lot?
What are you, a smart guy?
No.
Come on, let's go.
Come on. Well, thanks, Tom.
Okay.
Go and find out and come back.
Oh, are you Sir Andrew Previn?
Yes.
Oh, can I ask you a question? I have some questions for you, please. I'm sorry, sir. For WXRK Radio, we're big fans of you guys. Thank you very much. Let me ask you a question.
Come on.
Why is everyone so afraid to badmouth that cradle robber, Woody Allen?
Oh, get away from me. You and your jerky questions, bloody fool.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
Are you afraid of Johnny John Perry?
You know, anybody in their right mind wouldn't be nervous. You know, the man's 7'5", 7'4", 500 pounds. I'd like to see any man in here get in the ring with him and laugh about it, you know. It's a mixture of emotions. You know, when I think about climbing in the ring with Andre the Giant, I'm nervous. If it was under normal conditions, if it was the old Andre that, you know, was kind. The old Andre, man. The old Andre that was different, you know.
I'm still the
same. Yeah. Well, everybody can see you've changed. Otherwise, you wouldn't even, you would have went ahead and never would have got back into wrestling with Bobby Heenan, even if it took
him. He's the only one who backed me up. No one of you guys show up that day.
Well, anyway, the nervousness, or maybe you could call it being scared, whatever you want to call it, it's changed. I mean, you know, when I think about Andre the Giant, I mean, you know, my palms are sweating right now, just thinking about climbing in the ring with him. But when you get in the ring and you're fighting for something, you believe in the world title, I mean, you know, all the fans, the friends, you know, the people that stood behind you, you know, that nervousness, or maybe you want to call it scared, whatever you want to call it, that's all going to change. When it comes time for the match, I won't be afraid. You know, there's things that you have to do in life, and one of them is fighting someone named John Free that says he hasn't changed, you know. I'm just curious why I didn't have Bobby Heenan as a manager for 15 years if he's still the same.
Thank you. It's really no better than television.
I wouldn't know. I never watch television.
Personally, I don't even own a television. Hungry, Diane?
For God's sakes, Michael, just take me home.